Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
to welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast
where God gets all the glory, he gets all the honor, and he will always get all of the praise. For the word of God says, I abide, be lifted up. He said that he will draw all men unto him. And today we are lifting up his name because his name is great, because his name is mighty. Yes, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is that first and the last. He is the true and the living God. He is that counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the everlasting God. He is that I am that I am, because he is our God. And today we give him praise and glory. Today the breakthrough broadcast is broadcasting live from the big, bold, and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And we would like to welcome our radio audience to the breakthrough broadcast. And we are excited about what God is doing in this day and this hour. Today, we would like to introduce to you our panelists. They are as following: Miss Helen Hooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, and yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. And our topic today will be Making a Fresh Start. And you're going to find our teaching and our discussion coming from the book of Leviticus. And that is found in the Old Testament. And we're going to be talking and speaking and teaching around that 25th chapter. We're excited about what God is doing, because God want to give his people a fresh start, even in the day that we're going to begin to talk about, in the day of the scripture, in the day and the time where the Lord was talking to his people and instructing his people. We see that God was giving them a fresh start. He was making things afresh. He was making things anew. He was causing things to come to pass, things that they had not seen. He was instructing them in righteousness. Don't you want to be instructed in righteousness? Don't you want to know the things of God? Don't you want God to uncover the mysteries to you? God was concerned about his people. Therefore, he is introducing them to a fresh start. And we will use as our key verse today, it will come from Leviticus, the 25th chapter, and that 10th verse. And it reads, ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be a jubilee unto you. And then we're going to pick up some exciting topics. We have our subtopics that we're going to be discussing today. We'll be observing the year of the Jubilee. And then we're going to talk about an announcement. And then we're going to talk about its benefit. I want you to know that God has benefits for us. We're going to talk about a revelation there according to the 25th chapter of Leviticus. We want you to know the word of God. We want you to know truth. But the word of God says, we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. The Bible says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free. Whom the Son is made free, is free indeed. So we're going to be talking about irregulation. We're going to be talking about caring for the poor. We're going to be also discussing on this panel about providing for the needs, providing for the needs of the people. God is concerned about the needs of his people. He's also concerned about the treating, how we treat the people of God, his people, treating them fairly. So I want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air, and we want them to be able to have a part of this impartation as God impart his word through the revelation knowledge of his women of God today as they take you through the 25th chapter of Leviticus. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome our first panelist to the Breakthrough Broadcast. That is Miss Helen Hooper. We would like to say God bless you, and we thank God because we want you to know that what this woman of God is getting ready to bring to you today, it is of God, and you're here as God break forth the unadulterated word of God as you hear the word of God being ministered to you. Miss Helen Hooper, we'd like to thank the Lord today, even as we are waiting and we are getting ready to receive the word of God. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer before we hear from this Helen Hooper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, God, we magnify your name. Lord, we exalt you, God, because you are worthy to be exalted. God, you're worthy, God, to be praised. Lord, your words say, if I be lifted up, you say that you will draw all men unto you. So, Lord, today, God, we ask you, Lord God, to call men and women, boys and girls, God, to be lifted up before you. God, that they'll be in your presence. God, that they can feel your spirit. Lord God, that the word of God will come forth and destroy every yoke in their lives. God, that they'll be made free, God, through the spoken word. And Lord, we just thank you for what you are about to do. Men and women, God, boys and girls, all over the city of Jacksonville, God, those that are coming, Father God, and those that are hearing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the Chicago area, God, those from Texas, God, those, Father God, from Miami, Florida, those from Tallahassee, God, wherever, God, they're hearing this word today, Lord, we pray even now that yokes will be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we will thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. While we're waiting on Miss Helen Hooper, we're going to go at this time and we're going to bless the Lord as the woman of God, Evangelist Gerald Dean Spencer. She's going to come and she is going to bless us today, and she's going to talk, Father God, in the name of Jesus, about the regulation. And it is coming from Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and that 12th verse. Again, we would like to welcome Evangelist Spencer to the Breakthrough Broadcast. And she's going to talk about regulation and also caring for the poor. Evangelist Gerald D. Spencer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and to the panelists. Amen. I'm going to be reading Leviticus 25, verses 11 and 12, about the regulations. And I'm going to read it out of the King James verse. And it says, excuse me, a jubilee shall thy that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. Verse 12, for it is the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. And here we see that God has given the Israelites regulations, in other words, to follow. And we have to realize here that when God gives a command, when he gives a law, when he gives spoken when he has spoken. He's given directions. He's given instructions. He knows that, amen, we don't know, but he knows that he's, in other words, blessing us. In other words, only thing he's asking for the Israelites to do here is to trust him, to trust him. And if they be obedient to do as he has stated, because he said in his word, just as the Sabbath day was a time of rest for humans and animals, so the Jubilee provided rest for the land. Actually, this rest did not have to wait until the Jubilee. It was commanded for each sabbatical year. During that year, farmers were relieved of the labor of sowing and harvesting. They were forbidden even to make a harvest of what grew by itself. The fields and vineyards were to be left unworked as on any Sabbath day, for the whole year was considered holy. And here we see that it, and all of, out of all what God was saying with the instructions, he was in telling them, the Lord was thus asking Israel to trust him for their need. If they would just obey and left the land to rest, he committed himself to supplying their needs. He would show them his love and grace, but only if they demonstrated their faith by obedience. And that's a way, too, of demonstrating your faith by obedience. When God tells you to do something, and hearing in his word, he gave specific instructions. He gave a specific command for them to do. And that was what they did, and God showed them, and they trusted, and there was a benefit that took place for the Israelites. And God also was assuring them that he was with them. Amen. And I'm going to read the part for caring for the poor is Leviticus 25, and 25 is called redeeming his property. And I'm going to read it from the King James. And it says that if thy brother be waxen poor and having sold away some of his possessions, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. Amen. And here the Lord is saying to the Israelites, they were doing, he showed them how the practices was based on the premises that all the land belonged to the Lord. He had merely leased it to the Israelites as strangers and sojourners, as in verse 23. If it therefore could not be sold forever, that is permanently, it might change hands because of economic necessity, but it would revert to the original owner or his heirs in the Jubilee year. The land, however, could be redeemed at some point before the Jubilee. If the man who sold it because of his poverty later regained enough resources, he could buy it back. But if he remained too poor, a relative could redeem it for him. The word translated, any of his kin, actually refers to his nearest kin, the closest relative. If he had sufficient funds, had the responsibility to do this. And I see here how God is giving instructions, how things are supposed to operate in, as far as in the kingdom of God and the principles that God had set for the Israelites to live by. And if they follow these principles, they were blessed. If they did what God said in his word to be done, amen, it would be, amen, a blessing unto, amen, the Israelites. It would be a blessing unto those that follow the principle of God's word. And we see here that how, in other words, family is supposed to work. In other words, as far as helping with one another, because it's had in here that it, as far as the kin, the closest relative, you know, if he had sufficient funds or she had sufficient funds, how that responsibility to do that what is needed to redeem the land, if their kin had ran into a problem as far as to have lost the land. But we see God continues to show us in his word there that he has given us principles to live by, how he's given us instructions, how to do things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we do it and sometimes we don't. We want to go and do it our way and what we think is best. But here I see in the word of God, and God shows that when you seek him and you do the way he tells you to do it and you follow his principles, you can't be nothing but blessed. Because not only are you a blessed, but you're a blessing to someone else. You're a blessing to others. You're a blessing unto the kingdom, amen, to help those that, amen, he puts in your path, that he sent unto you. So here God shows, amen, it's just his word is just, it's plain and simple, amen, and it's in black and white. Amen, to just, amen, follow the principles. Follow the principles. Be obedient to God. Amen, and amen. Demonstrated that through your faith by obedience, how you, amen, can, amen, be blessed and, amen, reap and be a benefit and a blessing to others. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Spencer. And we thank God for what Evangelist Spencer imparted to us today and what she had to say according to the word of God, because God would have us not to be ignorant. God would have us to be able to eat the whole world. God would have us to walk in his righteousness, not in our righteousness. It wasn't up to the Israelites to walk in their own righteousness, but we are supposed to walk according to the righteousness of God, which is by faith. And God is concerned about all of his people. The word of God let us know that he has no respect of person. So therefore, it let us know that God have regulation and stipulation for all of his people. And this was a new start for them. It was a fresh start for them. It was a new beginning, a new journey. They were become active in something that God was put for, that was going to be able to take care of the people. And not only for the rich, but also for the poor. Because God cares about his people. And as Evangelist Spencer was sharing with us, caring about the poor. Yes, it is so important that we care for the poor, because the poor is going to be always with us. And God wanted to make a stipulation, and God wanted to make regulation that they will be cared for in a manner that they operated, in the mode of operation, the way that they manifested everyday life, that they were supposed to make provision for one another and for the people. And that is the same way it is for us today. Yes, we live in our homes. We live in the brick houses. We live maybe on the house on the hill, wherever we may live. But God, he wants us to be concerned not about just ourselves, but he wants us to be concerned one for another. And we're not to turn up our noses, or we're not to turn our head, or we're not to make a pretend that we didn't see the poor, that they should make excuses because of what they do not have and what they should have. But even as we were born and we didn't come to this world with a many of us with the riches and the wealth, but God blessed us and he will continue to bless us because of the fact, because of our love for him. If we love God, we are going to love his people. If we put God first, then we're going to put the people of God, those that are in the streets, those that cannot care for themselves, those that are those that do not have the monies in order to pay for certain items or certain things. God wants us to be able to cover them, even as he covered us. And I really like what David said, even as we get ready to what we are talking about, caring for the poor and regulation and provided for the needy. David said in the 37th Psalm, he said, I have been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging bread. It's time that we care for one another. And if you are righteous and you are of God and you know God, God is not going to let your work be unnoticed. God is not going to leave or forsake you. See, many times the enemy will try to come in and try to talk to your mind and speak to you in your ears and make you think that God do not care. You know, sometimes we go through different things in our lives. Yes, the money may not be in the bank like we desire. It may be not in the purse or in that fund, whatever it may be, but yet we have to trust God. We have to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. But the Word of God says, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So we need to be led by God. The Israelites have to be led by God. And as long as they let God lead them and guide them, they had things that was going according to God's way. Remember when God brought them out, had Moses to go and bring them out of the land of Egypt? Remember when they were in Egypt, when it was under the taskmasters, and they had they needed provision even there, and they needed to be cared for, and they had a difficult time. And God heard the cry of them, so he sent Moses in order to see about his people. So therefore, today, God have not stopped hearing the cries of his people. He wants to be able to take care of them, and he will take care of them, and he wants us to be a part of it. He wants us to be in that full circle that we'll be able to give to others as well, that we'll be able to help the poor, that we'll be able not only the poor, but those that are in need, those that are sick, those that have infirmity. We are to help them. We are to be there for them. And I like what 1 John, the 3rd chapter, in that 17th verse says, but whosoever has this world's good and seeketh his brother and seeth that his brothers have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And that is a question for you today, because there are people around in our neighborhoods, in the city, and those that are for all, and we shut up our bowels of compassion towards them. And yes, you may say, we're living in a time and economical crisis and things in our nation, and there are difficult times, and somebody make the excuse that, well, I need this. I'm not going to give because I need this for myself. But God let us know that even in our Word of God, that we should be givers, that we should give. And if we give, it's going to be given back to us. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over when we give. We should not shut up our bowels of compassion from anyone. You know, sometimes we are so judgmental that we judge others for what we see and not seek the face of God and not be led by God. But we must open up our bowels of compassion. We must have that compassion. And that is what we were speaking on last week in our discussion. We were talking about compassion as well. We should have that compassion that God will have us have so that we can help our brothers and we can help our sisters and we can help those that are in need. And then if you look there and you think about the word of God in Exodus, the 22nd chapter, I believe about the 25th verse, it said, if thou lend, see, we need to take account of what we do. You know, when sometimes when people are in need and we will give them, but then we want to charge interest because of the fact of what we have given. Come on. The person is already in need. They already need someone to give them whatever, food, clothing. They need finance. And here we have people that will help them to pay more money or want them to cause them to be even more oppressed and depressed because they want to charge them more money and they want to use that as a usury. But it says, if thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, those that charge interest, neither shall thy lay upon him any usury. It is so important that we hear the word of God. It's so important that we hear what God is saying to his people. Yes, we are to care for the poor. Yes, we are to make provision and provide for the needed. It is very important that we do so. And I would just like to just read a little bit from Leviticus, the 25th chapter, that 35th to the 40th verse. And it is so exciting and so good, but for good reading, for understanding, for clarity that we need to know, because when we read the word of God, God is speaking to his people. That's why it's so important that we hear what God is saying to us, that when we can get before him, we can pray and we can read the word of God, and God will speak to us through his word. And then he may even give us that rhema word, you know, that logos word, that we'll be able to hear him even clearer. He'll open up our understanding. He will give us that revelation that we need. And it says there in Leviticus, the 25th chapter, again at that 35th verse, it says, if thy brother be waxen poor and falleth in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, thou he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him any victors for increase. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. And if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxen poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant, but as a hired servant and as a sojourner, and he shall be with thee and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee. So here God is telling us how we are to take care of the poor, how we are to make provision. Yes, even when God has blessed us, and many people, even in a day and a time that we live in today, there are so many people that are truly have been blessed. There are so many people, even in the economical time that we're living in, there are so many people that are truly have been blessed by God. There are so many people that, yes, they do have the money in the bank. Yes, they can write checks. Yes, they can help the poor. Yes, they are driving, somebody would say, those fine automobiles. Because God has blessed them, and even if God has blessed them, we ought to bless somebody else. Look at the home that you're living in. Somebody else needs a place to stay. Somebody else needs to feel that they're wanted and they're being, that they are being cared for. And no, there are people that not just want to be someone that just take and take and take. I've realized that there are people out there, but we need to consider what God has spoken to us and what God is saying to us, that we'll be able to give, and we should be better givers. And if we'll be better givers, then I believe that God will bless us, and he will supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We're going to stop there just a little bit, and then we're going to go back, and we're going to go Miss Helen Hoover, and because I believe that the word of God is clear, it is right, and we were talking about observing the year of the Jubilee, and she is going to be coming from Leviticus, that 20th chapter 8 to the 12th verse, and then she's going to also talk to us about its benefits. Again, let's welcome Ms. Helen Hoover. Apparently, we're having some difficulty with our lines today. But we're going to go on, and because the word of God is afresh, it's anew, and I just thank God that we can hear, because you know what? The word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need faith to live. We need faith to survive. We cannot make it without the faith of God, and only way that we can have faith, the word of God say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as we began to hear, and as we began to study the word of God, your faith will go to the next level. My faith in God is increasing each and every day because of the word of God, because of the revelation of God, but because of what he is giving us through the word of God. And God wants you to not to decrease, but he wants you to increase in him. So here we see in the word of God, it let us know that we are in providing for the needs of the people. We are not to harden our heart. You know, sometimes there are people that will harden their heart, and they know that people are in need, and they'll see the person that is in need, and their heart will be hardened. And they within themselves, they will decide that I'm not going to help this individual. You know, they may say, I've been working, and I've worked all my life, and if I worked all my life and I was able to obtain what I have, then I'm not going to give anybody what I already done worked myself to obtain. But don't you know that it is only by the grace of God that we have all the things that we have? I may be speaking to someone there in our radio audience today that God has blessed you tremendously, and God wants you to open up your bowels of compassion to those that are in need. Some of us have been received the greater things and the good things, but there are some people that are poor, and because they are poor, they need help. And because we are saved, if you are a believer, if you are a believer and if you are proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ, if you're going to church every Sunday and you are doing things that are out of the will of God by not blessing, about not helping people that I need, then something is wrong there. But God telling us not to harden our heart, and tell us not even to shut our hands from the poor brother. You know, we ought to open up our hands, and we ought to be givers, and we ought to be hilarious givers. We ought to be cheerful givers. We ought to give with all our heart and our soul and our mind, especially when we're giving it to God. And I believe if we give to God in that manner, we're able to give others. It's not a problem to give to his people. It's not a problem to help them in their distress. It's not a problem to help them when they are going through a difficult time in their life. So here, God wants us not to close our hands, but he wants us to open up our hands, and not just open up our hands, but we want us to open it up wide. You know, that's a good feeling when you don't have your hands clutched and closed. If you close your hands, why don't you just look at it? Why don't you just do that right now? If you close your hands, the fingers, you make a fist, nothing is going to be able to infiltrate your hand. Nothing going to be able to get inside of the hand. You know, even if it doesn't really feel good to hold your hand tight, you know, it doesn't really feel that good. But when you can open your hands and open them wide, then that is a sign of releasing and giving, and that you're not tense and you're not being oppressed to give, but you are giving it sincerely and you're giving it freely unto those that are in need. And if we can just give it as giving it unto the Lord, you know, if God was here, and he is, and you could put things into his hand, and you knew the voice of God, and you know that it was God, you would run and you would give God all that you have, and you would give him all that he requires of you to give him. So it ought to be when you give to those that are less fortunate, those that are in need, those that are being oppressed by the oppressor. You ought to be able to give and to help them. It tells us as one, as also, that we ought to be able to lend. Lend people, give people things, help them out. Help them in their need. Whatever they need, be able to lend, be able to give them, and don't look for somebody to pay you back with more interest, especially when they are poor, when they are in need. How do we look when we do something like this? I thank God, but when I think about the provision that God, again, made for the Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, when you remember when they came out from under the Egyptian bondage. Remember how they, after they was out and they began to complain, you know, they probably didn't get the bread when they wanted it. Because, you know, I believe that there's a time that God would test us and God would take us, let us go through situations in our life. Not that he was trying to stop them. But yet he wanted to see their heart as well. As a man, Moses was leading them out, the leader, the one that God had called to bring these people out to the promised land. Yet the people began to grumble and mumble and complain. Do you know any people like that today that would do things like that instead of trusting and believing in the Almighty God? Because God had a way that was mighty sweet, already orchestrated, already ready in order to be able to feed them. But sometimes, you know, even when we don't get things when we desire to have them, we ought to be able to wait on the Lord, and we ought to be of good courage. You know, it may not be the food. It may not be that garment. It may not be that house. It could be that job. It could be whatever it may be. We need to be able to wait on the Lord. And even if God has brought us out of many situations, we need to not so soon forget what God has done for us in our lives. Sometimes we so soon forget what God has done for us and how he, even as he brought the Israelites out of the Egyptian bondage with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, God will make provision for us as well. And when they complain, when they begin to murmur, then God calls them to cause that bread from heaven, that manna, that corn seed, to be able to fall. And then he also had given them the flesh, because they began to eat so much of the bread when they wanted bread, and then God began to give them that flesh. And then they began to complain about that. Remember they began to complain about even water. So many things the God's people began to complain about. I don't know if I'm talking to you today, but I do know that God will provide. I do know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. I believe that there is nothing too hard for God to do. And that's what the people of God need to know today, that there is nothing too hard for God to do. God was having these people to make a fresh start. You have come out of the bondage, but I'm going to show you a new way. I am going to show you a way in order to live, not just for yourself, but I want to show you how to treat your neighbor, how to love your neighbor, how to provide, how to help your neighbor as well. And it is so much that God is saying to us. And it let us know even after that seventh year release, it tells them that tell them he was warning them. Don't let your eyes, you know, when you get that seventh year of release, don't let your eyes be evil against the poor. You know, sometimes people give you things, but you watch their eyes and you see how they're looking and how they're maybe looking at you. And even if you don't even see the look, God sees what's really inside of you. So there we see that our heart needs to be right before God, because it let us know that God is looking at our heart. God is looking how we give to him. And it let us know that we're not to oppress his people. It says, don't oppress. That's to not oppress a hard servant. If that servant comes to work for you, don't oppress him that is poor and needy, where he be of your brethren. If he be a stranger, don't oppress him. There are so many people today that have been oppressed. And because they are oppressed, they are depressed. They don't know what to do. They're miserable. Because those that they're working for, or those that they're under, or those that have the rule over them, don't know how to treat them. But you know what? Warning comes before destruction. So we need to learn how. See, God showed us through Leviticus what he had for the Israelite to know, what the leaders to know, what the people to know, how they were to how to treat one another and how to be there for one another. That same God is speaking to us today. We need to stop oppressing the people. We need to stop treating them in a manner that we don't want to be treated ourselves. You know, there are people that hate to go to work, that don't want to go to work because of a person that is in management, or those that are directors, or those that the CEO of a company, or those that are in the church, or those that are in administrative type position. You know, we need to learn how to treat God's people. And we need to learn how to do unto others as we will have them to do unto us. So, yes, God, word is saying, there, if you can read it for yourself, and in Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, that 14 and the 15th verse, God shall not oppress a hired servant. God should not oppress that person that is in that company. You know, sometimes when a person is in leadership, sometimes they take on another character, another spirit. So therefore, we need to know how to treat one another. We need to know how to treat even strangers that's in our way. God will hold us responsible if we don't treat them according to his word. It says in that 15th verse, at this day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it. If a person works for a certain amount of money, don't withhold his money. Give it to him. Don't withhold it. Don't say, you know, the word of God said, give it to them before the sun goes down. If that is the agreement, and you said that you were going to pay that person, you need to pay him, especially if that person is poor. Don't say it in his heart that you're not going to give. Because if that person goes to God, that person is righteous and go to God, then you're in trouble with God. So we have to learn how to be faithful in everything that we do. We need to walk not according to our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Again, that verse that we want you to remember today, that key verse is, ye shall hallow the 50th day, the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a jubilee unto you. The word of God is true, and the word of God is righteous. And God has a word for the people today, even as he had a word for the Israelites. We would like to, at this time, to take this opportunity to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as there are many that are listening, God, to this broadcast, to the breakthrough broadcast on today, and God, many of them, God, their hearts are troubled because of the condition, because of the things, God, that they're going through, because, God, everyday life sometimes. But, Father, we ask thee in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will touch them today. God, that you will give them that fresh start. And God, that you will cause them, God, to be made new. God, that you will, God, will touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will open the windows of heaven. God, that you will pour them out a blessing that there'll be not room enough to receive. God, I pray even now that you will rebuke the devourer for themselves, but for their sake, God. I pray, God, even now, God, that you will conquer those that are oppressed, those that are depressed. God, those that, Father God, that have an infirmity and sickness in their body because of the things that they've gone through, Lord, and it seems like they're going through it for a very long time. God, it seems like in a matter, God, that there is no help. But, Lord, even as David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who has made the heaven and the earth. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray even now that you would touch them. God, that you'll let them know, Father God, that you would never leave them nor forsake them. And, God, that their hope, Father God, will be in you and not in another. God, even as you call the food, God, to come from heaven and feed the Israelite, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll open the doors even for them. God, that you're touching the hearts of the people. God, the hearts of those that are seen to be like stone. God, I ask you, God, to cause the heart to be the heart of flesh. God, that their hearts will be open even right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that every repentance, Lord God, will be manifested upon the people, those that have been holding back, those that have been not giving, those, God, in the name of Jesus, that hands, God, have been closed. Father, I ask thee in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will touch them this day and this hour. And, Lord, even now, we thank you, Father, for what you've already done and what you're going to do, God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I would like to reach out even now to those that are not saved, those that don't know you, God, as their Lord and Savior. God, you said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, God, your word of God says that they shall be saved. Now, Lord, there are many out there that's not saved. God, many, God, that don't know you as their personal Savior. Many, God, that don't know you as being the Alpha and Omega. God, one that don't know you, God, in the name of Jesus, the one that gave his life for us, God, that they can have a right to the tree of life. But, Lord, you said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, God, you said that they shall be saved. Now, Lord, I see God to save them. I see God to deliver them. I see God to make them free. Because your words say, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, there's many whosoever out there, Lord God, whosoever believeth in him, not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So I pray even now that they shall have everlasting life. We would like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us today on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We will again would like to thank Ms. Helen Hooper, also Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, for blessing us, for being a part in their prayers. And we want you to join us on next Saturday at 4 o'clock on the Breakthrough Broadcast. May God bless you, and may the blessings of God be with you today and forever. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and I ask you to join us on next Saturday as we lift up the great and mighty name of Jesus. God bless you.